Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night. Here comes The Boar Knight. Knight.
Hello, listeners. It's been a rough day so far for your favourite dog detectives. Sniffy and I set out to guard a glass artifact from the paws of Professor Mittens, but it turns out that she'd already stolen it. Not only that, she also catnapped our friend and detective in training, Poot.
We have to find her, Snoop.
I know, Sniffy. The only reason Poot was at the exhibit was because I asked her to go. I feel completely responsible.
No. No one could have predicted what Professor Mittens would do. I mean, switching the glass artifact with a fake plastic model? She really is an evil genius.
It's true. We need to focus on what we can do to find Poot and recover that artifact.
What's the plan, Snoop?
First off, we need to spread out and look around this barn for a clue as to where Professor Mittens might be now.
How can we help, Snoop?
Bean, you might actually be able to... Never mind.
What is it?
Well, as a chihuahua, you might be small enough to fit in Poot's tunnels under the barn. There may be a clue down there. The thing is, the tunnels are going to be very dirty, and I know how much you hate dirt.
Do you really think I could help find Poot?
I do.
Oh, then, down into the tunnels I go.
Bravo, Bean. There's an entrance just over there. The rest of you, spread out. Look for anything unusual.
Good idea, Snoop.
And Sniffy, you use your powerful nose and try and catch a whiff of Poot or Professor Mittens.
I'm on it.
Professor Mittens, I'll find you wherever you are. No matter how long it takes, how many litter boxes I must turn over, how many catnip traps I have to set, I will track you down. Neither rain, nor sleet, nor...
I found something.
Bean, back from the tunnels already? Wow, you really are covered in dirt.
You owe me a trip to the groomers after this, Snoop. I'm going to be finding dirt in my paws for weeks.
Fair enough. What did you find?
I'm not sure. I just thought it looked out of place.
Let's see. I know what this is. It's a wood chip.
It's just a piece of wood? I got all dirty for nothing.
No, not at all, Bean. This is a very specific piece of wood. I think this might be from the park. The area around the jungle gym for human children is covered with wood chips just like this.
Really? I've never gone over there. Too dirty. I can't smell anything, Snoop. Or actually, I can smell everything. This barn is so busy with different animals that I can't keep one smell clear from another.
That's all right, Sniffy. We've got a clue. I think that Professor Mittens might have been hiding out in the jungle gym at the park.
We'd better get over there.
I just hope we're not too late. All right, here we are at the park. Keep your eyes peeled, Sniffy.
I smell them, Snoop. Both Professor Mittens and Poot.
Then my hunch was correct. We have to be very quiet as we approach the jungle gym. If Professor Mittens is still in there, she could smash the glass artifact when she hears us coming.
I don't know, Snoop. I think the jungle gym is deserted.
I think you're right, Sniffy. Wait! A bit of cat fur. This must be from Professor Mittens.
Yep, it smells like it.
She was here, but she's gone now. Blast! This wood chip was our only clue.
Excuse me?
Who said that?
Whoa! Careful!
I can hear someone, but I can't see them.
Down here!
Oh my goodness! Snoop, I think that worm is talking to us.
Why is that so surprising? If dogs can talk, worms can talk.
That's true. I guess I always assumed that worms had their own language.
Nope. Same as you dogs.
So, are you always listening to us?
My, my. Aren't we self-centered? No, worms aren't always listening to you. We have our own things to do. We just can't sit around eavesdropping all day.
Of course. My apologies.
Thank you. With that said, I was listening in on a conversation earlier that I thought you might be interested in.
You don't say.
You see, I know Poot from her tunnels. Us underground creatures have to stick together.
You saw Poot here?
Yes, that's what I was going to tell you. I heard her voice, so I wormed my way up to say hello. I saw her and a cat.
Professor Mittens!
No, my name's Dan.
No, I mean the cat's name is Professor Mittens.
Oh, I see.
Well, what was happening? What did they say?
I couldn't hear everything, but they kept talking about Lorraine's face.
Lorraine's face? Why would they be talking about that?
It's very odd. Did they say where they were going?
Nope, that's all I could hear.
I don't understand. Was Lorraine in on the theft? Did she know about it from the beginning?
Lorraine? She's head of the neighborhood watch. She'd never steal anything.
And you're sure that it was Lorraine's face that Professor Mittens was talking about?
Oh, yeah. She kept saying, Lorraine's head this, Lorraine's head that.
Wait, Lorraine's head or her face?
What difference does it make? No, really, I don't have a head or a face, so I actually don't know.
Is it possible that Professor Mittens was saying Lorraine's shed, not Lorraine's head?
I guess that is possible. They do sound very much alike.
Wow, good thinking, Snoop. Do you think that's where they've gone?
It's our only lead, so I say we should check it out.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. When you find Poot, tell her I found some cool roots I want to show her.
Oh, neat. What kind of roots are they?
They're from an old tree over by...
Sniffy, come on. We have to find Poot before you can tell her about these roots.
Right. Sorry, boss.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you. And the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, Lorraine's shed is right through those trees. Gosh, it really does sound like I'm saying Lorraine's head. Maybe I'll say the shed of Lorraine, so it's not confusing.
Professor Mittens must know we're on her tail if she's moving around so much.
Indeed. We might only get one shot at this, Sniffy. I'll approach the shed from the front, and you cover the back.
Got it, Snope.
At my signal, we'll run toward the shed at the same time. Take your position.
Why are you making that motion with your nose, Snope?
That's the signal!
How was I supposed to know that? You didn't tell me what it was.
Never mind. Just go. It's just Lorraine.
What do you mean it's just Lorraine? This is my shed. I'm giving you a ticket.
Oh, man. What's the charge?
The charges? Running very fast at me and surprising me in my own shed.
Lorraine, we're sorry we scared you, but we're still looking for Professor Mittens.
Well, she's not in here.
How long have you been home?
I just got back from the barn a few minutes ago.
It's possible that Professor Mittens was here before you arrived.
Yep, I can smell her.
Wait, what? Professor Mittens was in my shed? Oh, dear! Oh, dear! How am I ever going to get to sleep tonight?
Mind if we take a look around, Lorraine?
Yes. You better find that cat. I won't feel at peace until I know you've got her.
I don't see anything.
Hang on. Looks like Lorraine's white rug has been moved.
Good eye, Sniffy. And it seems there's something scratched into the floor beneath it.
It looks like Poot's handwriting. It says, barn.
Egad! Poot has left us a clue. Clever groundhog. Professor Mittens must have taken Poot back to the last place we'd think to look. The scene of the crime.
The barn. I think we've finally found them, Snoop. I can smell them both inside.
Stay close to me, Sniffy. You never know what Professor Mittens will do.
Snoop! Sniffy! I knew you'd track me down.
Quiet, you silly groundhog.
Well, 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 Professor Mittens. We meet again.
Hello, Snoop. Stay back, and that's quite close enough.
You thought you could outsmart me by returning to the barn. But Poot outsmarted you. She left us a clue telling us where you were going.
I learned from the best.
It doesn't matter. In fact, now my victory will be even sweeter. Behold, the glass artifact. It's so beautiful, isn't it? The first known glass sculpture of a dog.
So, you've got the sculpture. Fine. You've won. Just let us have Poot back.
No. Not until you've watched me slowly push the artifact off this table where it will smash onto the ground.
Just do it quickly and get it over with.
No. I must do it slowly. Millimeter by millimeter.
Oh no, Snoop, she's doing it slowly. It's horrible to watch.
Scooch, scooch, scooch.
It's right by the edge.
It's about to fall. It's falling.
No! Egad! Poot, you caught the artifact!
No! Poot, how did you do that?
You were so distracted by all the artifact that you forgot all about me. Now this artifact is the real thing. I can tell by how shiny it is.
That's right, Poot. You noticed the plastic sculpture wasn't very shiny, and you were right.
Good work, Poot.
As for you, Professor Mittens, I'll just make a quick call on my caller's phone. Hello, Freckles?
Yes, Snoop?
We've got Professor Mittens surrounded in the barn. The artifact and Poot are both safe.
Good work, Snoop. Bark Street can take over from here.
You might have won this time, Snoop, but I'll be back.
I don't doubt it, Professor Mittens, but I'll be ready. And so will Sniffy and Poot.
You got it, Snoop.
Don't mess with us, Professor Mittens.
Another case solved by Snoop and Sniffy and Poot. You'll have to wait until next season for new episodes. But if you've enjoyed our little show, you'll love all the other shows from Go Kid Go. Sniffy and I listen to them all the time. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times bestselling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun! Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.